Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Term Show. This band is called Dillinger 4 and this song is called Gainesville.
And I know that's bad for our image, but I don't give a damn.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is 101.9 FM. This is also available on CITR.ca. Or who knows, maybe even listening to a podcast of this live broadcast. And who knows how you're consuming this punk rock radio show. My name is Russian Tim. This is Russian Tim's show. And today is Thursday, 9 o'clock in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And life is great. I opened the show with a band called Dillinger 4. That was a song called Gainesville. This is a song about the festival, which is located, which happens in Gainesville, and the festival is called The Fest. Dillinger 4, they're not playing the Fest this year, but this is part one of my preview of the Fest, the festival which is happening every year in Gainesville, Florida, around the Halloween weekend in the end of October, and it's my favorite punk rock festival in existence, and that's why I'm gonna do a preview, a two-part preview this week and next week about this festival. The cool thing why I personally love this festival is because it's not your typical festival when you then there's like thousands of people gathered in one large parking lot or a field, and you see a massive stage and you see some of your favorite bands very, very small because you're so far away from the action and you can't really see the band and experience the live show energy. The Gainesville Fest is quite different. It's Gainesville, it's a fairly small university town, which has an, I don't know, for me it's a unique downtown, and the reason for that is because I think on one block there's like seven venues. It's a fairly large block, but still at the same time there's so many venues, and not of them like, you know, Commodore style venues. Some of them are little coffee shops or like restaurants or bars where you can have only like 50 to 100 people, but it's still a venue which can hold a punk rock show. And this festival takes place over 3 days, and I think there's over 300 or 350 bands playing over at like 25 venues, something crazy like this. It's absolutely insane in the sense that how this festival is located in a small town across, I don't know how many, a few blocks, but you have so many bands playing. And one of my favorite parts of this festival that you check out some smaller bands which don't really tour, but they maybe come out to play the fest in Gainesville. They may not never come to play in Vancouver, and I may never see them play live, but that's an opportunity to see some of the smaller bands. And this is what I'm gonna do in the first block. I'm gonna play you some songs which I personally never seen, but I'm really excited to see this year. And I'll start with a band called Moonraker, which they are probably one of my best discoveries for this fest. They are from Santa Clarita in California, and I play you their song from the album called Lanterns. The song is called It's My Turn to Be Somebody Now. Nathan! Exclamation point. You listen to Russian Tim Show. This is the preview of the Fest in Gainesville, the Fest 20. This is 20th anniversary of the festival, and this band is called Moonraker, with the song called It's My Turn to Be Somebody Now, Nathan.
Covered again, I couldn't move. Sucks. Water polo sucks. I'm a squash man!
You call me crying. What if I tell you something that makes you feel worse, barely surviving? So whatever I'm advising, do the reverse.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show on 101.9 FM. And today I am doing the preview of the Fest 2020, the annual punk rock festival, which takes place in the end of October in Gainesville, Florida. I just played you a few bands which I'm personally never seen, and I would like to see them this year. And we'll start with a band called Moonraker. That was the opening track of this block. That was a song from their album which came out in 2018. And the song is called, the album is called Lanterns, and the song was called It's My Turn to Be Somebody Now, Nathan. And Moonraker there from Santa Clarita in California. That song was what followed up by a band called Dropped Out. It's a song about quitting, and it's called Quitter, from their new album which came out this year, Get Lost, and Dropped Out there from Austin, Texas. Then we heard a super band, super fun band, The Eradicator. I didn't know much of them, but it turns out that the band was inspired by Canadian TV show Kids in the Hall. If you remember, there was a sketch about the Eradicator who played squash. And Eradicator, the whole band is about playing squash. You thought that this topic was limited for creating a band and writing a few albums about this, but no, the Eradicator from Chicago, Illinois completely changed this perception. They have quite a few releases, and quite a few, pretty much a majority of songs, if not all of them, are about squash, playing squash and being a fan of squash. And that's what we heard. Baseball rules, water polo sucks, but it's all about squash. So that was a song called I'm a Squash Man from the self-titled album by Eradicator. And the final track from this block was by the band from Charlotte, North Carolina. This band is called Dollar Signs. It's about that bad news goes better with the beer. And the song was called Bad News from the album called Hearts of Gold, which was released last year. All right, let's move on to the second block of previewing the Fest, the Fest 20. That's the 20th edition of the Fest, which takes place this weekend. Oh, sorry, this October, in the last weekend of October in Gainesville, Florida. Not only smaller bands play the festival, also there's quite a few big names who are playing the festival. I like because there's quite a few ways how to do Fest. I am being, you know, a fan of organization and schedules. I plan my schedule and I run between venues and I try to check out all the bands on my schedule and trying to be extremely efficient and see like 20 minutes of this band, then run and see a set which is 10 minutes away at the other venue. And like, so pretty much my my Fest experience includes a lot of running and athleticism. Others people just like, and I really love this approach, they don't have any schedule, they don't have any plan, they just wander around between venues, because as long as you have the pass you can get in for free, as long as the venue is not full, and they just explore different bands. They go into one venue and they check out a couple bands, and then they go to another and they check a couple more bands. But like, that's a super cool approach, because I've seen so many stories how people just had no idea, wandered in some club in Vainsville at, let's say, 3 p.m. on Saturday, and they seen their new favorite band. So it's a bit of an adventurous way to discover bands. All right, let's move on. Like I said, not only smaller bands play the festival, there's quite a few headliners, and they play a few songs by quite big, well-known punk rock bands, and we'll start with Menzingers. They will be celebrating 10-year anniversary of their album called On the Impossible Past, and they will play this album in entirety at the Fest. And how about I play the opening track from this album? It's called Good Things. Really like this song, and this is gonna be great. This is the Menzingers, the song Good Things. They're playing the Fest in Gainesville this October. You're listening to Rush and Tim Show on CITR.
I've been having a horrible time pulling myself together. I've been closing my eyes to find your familiar failures. We'll be right back.
it twist. Find your meaning in. Use the signs inside to relive and live again. What are you holding back and what you're holding? No matter if it's shit or if it's golden. Balance your shift, it's been a shift day.
We will not win this. This is the end for you, my friend. I can't forgive, I won't forget. This is the end for you, my friend. I can't forgive, I won't forget.
On and on.
They sing our songs in.
On and on.
The false way joining.
On and on.
They sing our songs in.
On and on.
The false way joining.
On and on.
They sing our songs in.
On and on.
The false way joining.
On and on.
They sing our songs forevermore. We sing our songs forevermore.
You will always be remembered. You will be celebrated.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, Canada. Today I'm doing a preview of the festival, which is called The Fest, which will take place in the end of the October, to be precise. The dates are October 28th to October 30th in Gainesville, Florida, and I played you some of the, let's call them headliners of the festival, or maybe well-known bands from punk rock genre. Good. The opening track of this block was The Men Singers with a song called Good Things. They will be celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the album called On the Impossible Past. Then we heard native band from Gainesville, Hot Water Music. They are from Gainesville. That was a song Turnstile from their first full length album. Then we heard Anti-Flag with a song called This Is The End For You, My Friend. Then we heard band from Canada, the Flatliners of the super hit Eulogy, and I'll make a larger focus on Canadian bands playing the fest next week. And the final track was by the band called Cobra Skulls, which stopped playing around 2012, then they reunited in 2018, and they're gonna play a show at the fest. And I played a song called Eagle Eyes, and yesterday the Fat Rack announced that they have a reissue of that 7-inch. That's one of my favorite songs in general, so if you like the song, there is an opportunity to purchase that song on a record in size of 7-inch. Alright, so that's the first part of my preview of the fest in Gainesville. I will do another one next week, but let's focus right now on the event which is happening in Vancouver this Sunday, because I also play and focus on local music in this show. Good, very good. And the band called The Peelers, Canadian band for Stomp Records, recording artist The Peelers, they are playing in Vancouver on Sunday. They are playing at the venue called The Canby, the legendary Canby, and they were playing with two local bands, Terminal City Rats and Blacked Out. The doors are at 7:30. That's obviously 19 plus show because it's a bar, and it's $15 to get in. It's a Sunday, and there will be Montreal band, The Peelers, Terminal City Rats, and Blacked Out. Let's hear those bands as a preview of this event, and we'll start with The Peelers. That's a song from their last studio album called Give Us a Roar. The Peelers were the last band I saw play before the pandemic stopped shows for about 6 to 12 months, and they're back, so this is very exciting. Good, at least for me, I don't know, but The Peelers are a great band. This song is called Give Us a Row. They're playing on Sunday at The Canby.
Body is all black and blue, face a deathly grayish hue. Working on a quart of brown, one turned into 20 now. Clinging tightly to the wall, the floor seducing me. Jimmy swore that he was dead, sat upon the box instead. The guy went in a punk rock girl, her eyes were black, her hair was blue. Gently grabbed him by his lock, threw him back into the box. Said James, you're done on us, 6 feet down into the mud.
Out the door on Friday, don't you know it's my day? I'm in Luke's and Perry, I'm off the board and name your son. Never will forget that. Jimmy's way was an awful thing to see the body dead from their league. I'm a villain from a bloody chain of fought the hags of war. I'm a rogue, I'm a fool, I'm a tired of words, and I am no longer ill. I'm with you, pale old pills, that's for sure. I need to fix some triple X, some bottle of the floor. From the bloody shame that fought the hacks of war. I'm a bruise, I'm a bruise, I'm a turn more tonight. I'm no longer ailing with the pale of pills, that's for sure. I need to fix some triple X, some bottle of the pure. Cause I need to fix some triple X, some bottle of the pure. Yeah, I need to fix some triple X, a bottle of the pure. So give us a roll. Give us a roar. Yeah, give us a roar.
Get off my back!
What race, my brother?
piece of the queer that you gotta interfere. I admire your dedication to this woman conversation. Here's the truth I must admit. Never gonna see it your way. Never gonna see it your way.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Russian Tim Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I just played you three bands which will be playing this Sunday at the Canby Bar, correct. Three bands, The Pillars from Montreal and two local bands, Terminal City Rats and Blacked Out, will be playing on Sunday. So let's go over the songs which I played for you. The opening track was by The Pillars. That was a song called Give Us a Roar. Speaking of Roar, The Lion's Roar, that was a track from the Terminal City Rats. And the final track of the short block was by Blacked Out. A Wasted Breath was the name of the song. So this show is happening on Sunday, doors at 7:30, $15 to get in. You can see three bands on Sunday, and it's presented by Attack Productions. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was preview of Fest 20 and the Pillars show on Sunday. I'm planning to do the part 2 of the Fest preview next week. So I'll play a little bit more bands, which will be playing Fest. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on Spotify under Russian Tim Show, and also on the website citr.ca. All the previous podcasts from this program and other CITR programs are available there. Thanks so much for listening. That was Russian Tim Show. Thank you. That was great. Have a super wonderful weekend. Enjoy great weather. And I'll wrap up the show with a song by the band called Lost Love. They are from Montreal, and they are also playing the Fest this year. This is it. This is Lost Love. Take care. Get better. See you never. I listen to the radio.